T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
This government should be shut down. You want to know why it should be shut down? Because the people in here cannot control themselves. The people in here don't understand how to balance a checkbook. And the people in here do not deserve the responsibility on how to spend the American people's money. $29 trillion. $29 trillion, Madam Speaker. Shut it down.
Gentlelady's time has expired.
Do not pass the CR. Shut it down.
Wiggins. Oh, Wiggins.
Ryan Wiggins joining us this morning, host of Wiggins America, of course, and on the Annie Fry Show. I don't know about you, Ryan, but Marjorie Taylor Greene was spot on there, the woman they've censured in Congress for speaking her mind too much. The establishment hates her for a reason.
Yeah, let's shut it down. I don't see why we wouldn't. I mean, COVID proved to us that we can shut all kinds of things down, especially the government, and be fine, right? So it's better never a better time than now to just shut it down.
I was amazed by it. I mean, I truly believed this time. I'm Charlie Brown, and Lucy's going to hold the ball this time, and I'm ready to kick it. And there I find myself this morning. I wake up, and I'm flat on my back because Lucy pulled the ball away at the last second again. And last night in the Senate, the Republicans caved and gave the Democrats exactly what they wanted. It's just so discouraging.
Yeah, I mean, there's one argument to be made, and that is defaulting on debt ends up costing you more money. But when does Congress care about spending more money? And at this point, defaulting would actually save you money because you would stop the amount of spending that would be happening that goes beyond it. So, yeah, I'm with you.
Well, it's about praying at the altar of big government for so many members of the left. The thought of the government not being fully functional and being able to waste all this money terrifies them. They can't believe we would consider doing something like that. But they also, by the way, they added another $400 billion into the continuing resolution to fund Afghan refugees. The other situation Biden screwed up. So,
yeah, no, well, but nobody's talking about that one.
Nobody.
That's not part of the news cycle anymore. That's already gone.
What happened over there? Yeah, that's good stuff. Hey, you know what? I'm glad we got you on here this morning because I know you do a deep dive into some of this stuff. I have not paid much attention to this controversy over the Olympics and the Women's Tennis Association saying that they're not going to cooperate because of this Chinese tennis player who was affected. She effectively got locked in a room somewhere, I'm assuming, after accusing some Chinese communist leader of sexual misconduct. What's going on here? We got a bite from Bob Costas I want to play first, and then I want to get your thoughts on it. Go to cut 11.
The IOC is in bed with China. Beijing hosted the Olympics in 2008, Summer Games. They did it in spectacular fashion, but even then it was apparent to many of us that the IOC was aiding and abetting a problematic regime, and then they go back for the Winter Games in 2022, and in between they staged the Winter Games in Sochi. It's very troubling, their affinity for authoritarian regimes. So it's pretty clear that in the video interview with Pang a week or so ago, they were just giving China cover.
Wow, Bob Costas laying out some truths there. Whether it's the WHO or the IOC, they're in bed with China on everything.
Yeah, and I'm so glad to hear when you hear Bob Costas calling out somebody like this, you know that we have at least something bipartisan that we can kind of agree on here, and that's good thing. because the story is that Peng Shuai, she was one of the top players in the world for a while. I don't know if she still is or not, but she's a big name, especially in China. She, you know, she's had a lot of success. Well, she was sexually harassed, essentially raped by a top level Chinese government authority, somebody. And she spoke out about it. And so at the beginning of November, and as you know, this stuff, this isn't the first time this has ever happened in China.
Right.
But nobody ever says anything because you just get disappeared if you do. Well, she's a big enough name that you can't do that to her. And she's got the support of this international, you know, organization, the Women's Tennis Association, that's watching her back, which is wonderful because the IOC is not. The Olympics don't care. So they... The Women's Tennis Association, of all these organizations, you know, multinational corporations and the NBA and everybody, the Women's Tennis Association is the one standing up to China and making waves because they are saying, no, where is she? Because all of a sudden, after she made these accusations at the beginning of November, nobody could find her. And they thought, okay, is she dead? What happened? So they put her on a call with the head of the International Olympic Committee. Nobody else could see it, but then the head of the Olympic Committee went back to the Women's Tennis Association and said, hey, I've talked to her. It's all okay. Well, the WTA then said, no, we get to talk to her. You don't get to be the intermediary here. Mm-hmm. We need to see her. And they've been awesome. They're willing to put hundreds of millions of dollars on the line to protect one of their members, and nobody else is doing that, so I applaud them.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Hey, before we run out of time here, let me talk about Waukesha for a minute. That thing has left the news cycle for the most part, which is unbelievable. You know, this tragic shooting up in Michigan, they charged the kid yesterday, and they charged him with terrorism. And yet there's no word. The word terrorism is not being used in connection with what happened in Waukesha. Yesterday, the Governor DeSantis down in Florida ripped him for that. Go to cut five, Carl, please.
You know, they are not interested in having the FBI go after the guy in Waukesha, Wisconsin, which was an intentional act of terrorism. But they somehow think a parent who is upset that there's bad curriculum being put in school or forced masking or all these other things, that if they speak out, that somehow they are a domestic threat. Give me a break. And when this came out, we were opposed to it from the beginning because I knew what they were doing. They were trying to intimidate parents. They did not want parents to be speaking out. And I can tell you in Florida, parents should speak out.
You know, it's what it sounds more and more like, Ryan, is whether it's the DOJ or the top levels of the FBI or lots of local prosecutors, they've all gone woke because this is, I mean, what I have no problem with the kid in Michigan being charged as a terrorist. But if they're going to charge him as a terrorist, they need to charge the guy in Waukesha for the same thing.
Yeah, and it's selective. I mean, this is the greater problem here is, A, it's bipartisan, or it's partisan. But B, you know, we've expanded the powers of what the government can do under terrorism. And we kind of let it happen under Bush. And, you know, this was not something we should have done, allowed the government to get bigger, because the greater theme here is anytime the government gets bigger, they're able to wield more power, and they do it in a way that's always going to be negative for the population. That's what we're seeing now, is that they're wielding it in ways that are partisan to prove political points, and this isn't going to end well.
Yeah, it's a shame. Is what it is, and because you can see it in these stories, you don't have to be. You don't need a radio host to tell you that for sure. Hey, Ryan, we'll be watching and listening to Wiggins America on Saturday morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.